This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my co-host, Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin, and our wonderful producer, Cal Hunter. Appreciate you. Cal sacrifices an awful lot to be here for us, and we really do appreciate it, Cal. But again, this is our passion, and this is what we love. We take a lot of times out on our Saturdays. Just think how busy Denise and Todd and I and Cal are. We're just extremely busy people, and we love to sacrifice our time to come here and be on the radio with you. We thank you, our listeners. You have been very loyal to us, and I receive emails, and I love to send out shirts. By the way, I just sent out a shirt to I don't have it in front of me. A wonderful listener. I forgot her name. Wonderful woman that just loves to listen to us. And I sent her a shirt, and she emailed and thanked me. And it was...
How kind.
The Radio Law Talk shirt. And if you want a shirt, yeah, email us. Maybe we'll send you one. Maybe Cal will be kind and send
you a shirt. I just might do that. I have an extra one right here next to me that I would be glad to not get rid of, but I would be glad to rehome.
Yeah.
And that is info@radiolawtalk.com.
That's right.
Now, yep. This is not like sports memorabilia. These are not show-worn shirts.
Yeah, like maybe we should do that.
The show, take it off, sign it. You know, like
we should do that.
I think Todd's on to something there.
But put her mic on, Cal. Yeah, there we go.
So, but you would know which one was Todd's because of the stains under the arm.
Oh, that was not nice.
I thought it would be the onions on the front. Now you're killing me.
That's good. That's good, too.
That was not nice to me.
I'm sorry, Todd.
The brutality of it all.
Cold shot, man.
See, words hurt.
See? Yes. Yes, don't start a podcast.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about Elizabeth Holmes, Brad Pitt's latest. Don't forget, Brad Pitt brought a lawsuit against Angelina Jolie about the French Chateau. And I got some interesting music information about the French Chateau, and we're going to discuss what Brad Pitt is now saying because Angelina Jolie brought a cross complaint. We got Andrea Pacelli. I've got to tell you, this is one of the most. There are three super interesting cases we're going to talk about today that we should, put one every single week because they're so interesting. But Andrea Pacelli, you're going to find out what he's suing on. Pig case. We're going to talk about pigs and the wildfire lawsuits. If not the ones you're thinking of, it is bizarre. This lawsuit. I couldn't believe it when I was reading it. But you know what? That's us lawyers. We like to sue for weird things.
Todd was just saying, Fred, don't mess with the price of bacon. Whatever you're doing in the lawsuit.
That's exactly
and I'm
right.
With him. I'm with him.
Darn straight.
Remember, seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving you legal advice. Would you please, people out there, and we are open to our listeners. We have been growing so fast with radio stations, rapidly. And I don't know what has happened, but I'd say over the last 8 months, it just died. We were just, we're always having new affiliates coming on left and right and every week or every other week. I don't know what's happened, but all of a sudden, they've stopped. Mm. You tell those affiliates out there to get people out there and start adding Radio Law Talk. You call your local affiliate. The best part is you're listening on a local affiliate. You call your cousin and uncle, and you tell them, you call your local station and tell them that they need Radio Law Talk.
Did you post a picture of myself by any chance up there? Because if that's the case, that could be a factor in the downturn.
I don't know, but I don't know, Cal. I just work
just
here.
Wondering.
I just work here. So without that, let's just go to the Radio Law Talk's most important thing. And that is case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Her name was was Yolanda Wallace and lives in New York City. And she loves to eat chicken, and so does her family. Popeyes, KFC, you name it, whatever's out there, she would go to them and buy a bucket of chicken, a big bucket, to feed her family. One day, she went to the local KFC in Brooklyn, New York, to buy a big old bucket of chicken. She said there was an advertisement right outside the front entrance to the store on a placard that said, "Enough to feed a family," and it showed a bucket overflowing with pieces of chicken. She spent the money on the bucket and took it home, only to see that the bucket was a little over half full and was nowhere near as big as the ad showed. She went back to the franchise to demand they fill the bucket with chicken, and they said, "No, we sell by the piece count, not by the fullness of the bucket." And to ease her pain and for goodwill, they offered her two gift certificates only to be used on later visits. And she said, "I am tired of people lying to me." She went to an attorney after documenting the amount of chicken in the bucket, which they ate, of course, and taking copies of the ads to the attorney and said, "Do I have a case or no case, Todd Kuhnen, does she or not?"
She destroyed the evidence. You know, okay, you know, here's the thing. If you go into a supermarket and there's a picture outside that says overflowing, it looks like it's overflowing, and it says enough to feed a family, and then you go into the supermarket and you buy the bucket, can't you look at it right then and see if, well, it doesn't look like it's overflowing when I buy. Maybe this is like popcorn chicken, not understanding what that really means, and I have to heat it up, and then it will pop like popcorn and hop over the... That just seems so ridiculous, and yet it also seems like something somebody would file on, and yet, Cal... Again, I think Cal went to the store. It was like, this does not look like overflowing. He's also the guy that takes a tape measure into Subways. This is not a foot long. Well, it's only 11 and a half inch long.
I missed that boat.
Yeah. Anyway. No case. Yeah. No case. Okay. Scenario maybe, but no case.
Okay, Denise, what do you think about this? Case or no case?
No case.
Okay, Fred, what about you?
This is what bothers me. I'm worried about it. We can't say KFC because, you know, if you're saying KFC is doing this, you're insinuating that. I'm not saying we did anything wrong.
Well, she's insinuating.
But she is. But I think this is a real scenario. You guys, it has to be because he brought up specifically the word KFC. I don't think Cal would say KFC. There's an issue here with KFCs because he knows he doesn't want to put us in, do that. So this is definitely a scenario. I think the lawsuit occurred. Okay, let me back up. KFC changed. I think it settled. I don't think it ever went to court or trial. But I think there were threats and a letter written to KFC that said, "You better change." So I don't know if to call that a case or no case. It's definitely a case. I think it's settled. I'm gonna go with case and settled because Cal would not bring up this for sure a scenario.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, it is.
Did I go in circles well enough there?
Yeah, I think that was...
I think you said case and it settled.
Yeah, I'll stick with that. I'll do case and settle.
So let me tell you, if I may, since we have about a minute and a half, I think I can tell you what happened here. Those of you who say it was a case, that would be Fred, and those who said no case, that would be Todd and Denise. Well, guess what? It was a case.
Yes!
Dismissed in court because the judge said, you know what? Food in ads always looks better than it really is.
Good. Well, at least, and I said it's settled, so I get 1 point, right?
Yeah, you get 1 point because it was a case.
Wow. I nailed that one, guys.
Was it small claims court?
No, it wouldn't have been small claims.
I don't know. I just know it was dismissed.
But they got it dismissed. Do you remember which state? Or
New York.
New York, wow.
Yeah, and New York City.
Because there are laws about advertising. You know,
false advertising
laws. So if you show a picture of a bucket full and say, "We can feed a full family," and you got to put in parentheses, real skinny people that aren't hungry, and there's only four of them. You can't have big children like I do, and they can't be football players or basketball.
They must have a small family.
Apparently the judge thought the suit was foul.
Oh, we'll be back after this. We're going to talk a little bit about Elizabeth Holmes.
Get this cluck out of the courtroom. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. Where are those McNuggets on the chicken?
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. The program will continue. Don't go away.
This is Radio Law Talk. announcement aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the best show.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed.
Time to go back to Radio Law Talk here with Fred, Denise, and Todd. Hey, guys.
Yeah, we're just chatting it up.
We always have so much fun in our breaks.
Yeah, that's good.
We're going to talk about... So Elizabeth Holmes, those of you who don't know, who've been living under a rock, I always say that, is the one that Theranos found her. And by the way, Theranos is down in the Bay Area, very near where my office is. And I was just there at my office, or the office we use, because nowadays we used to have all these offices. Now you just use a temporary office because everyone's remote, right? Right, but you can go to Frederick, FREDERICKPENNEY, in the number one. That's my Instagram, and you can see I did a video. My last video was me at the office. But Elizabeth Holmes, I think, is going to get a new trial. That's my opinion. It doesn't necessarily mean it's true. There is a hearing coming up where the judge next week is to determine whether or not she gets a new trial, because in November is when she's supposed to be sentenced for the case where she was found guilty, not of defrauding any of the patients or individuals, but of her investors, right? She was acquitted on all charges of defrauding patients, but of the investors, which Todd Nye and Denise always bring up, investors, venture capital, is like these are supposed to be experts. And I always say, by the way, if this thing would have flown and done well, no matter what she did, they would have been okay.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the problem is with these big, big businesses that these entrepreneurs do, and you ask for people's money, what happens when that goes south? Everyone's going to sue, oh, you defrauded us, and then it does well. They don't say anything. So it's like darned if you do, darned if you don't. And I know Todd has really kind of jumped on the bandwagon here always about, well, she's a pretty, female, and, if it was he's thinking maybe if it was a male, they wouldn't have gone after them so much. But here she is with a child ready, Todd and Denise, to go for sentencing, which they're, pundits are saying she's going to be sentenced to some jail time. And what? I don't know what the two of you, because I'm talking the whole time. Which one of you wants to say, after this happens, the key witness for the prosecution, again, the key witness, does what?
Well, he shows up at, unannounced, at Elizabeth Holmes' house and asks, to the intercom, wants to speak with Elizabeth Holmes because he was, as was reported at the time, very upset with, again, as reported, he was alleged to be very upset with the way that the prosecution portrayed his testimony. And when he wanted to talk and try to clear the air with Ms. Holmes, and that was the first reporting. And I remember when that came out, I remember thinking, if I'm the prosecutor, my argument to the judge is he might be upset with the way his testimony was used, but he's not saying that he said things that were not true when he testified. I mean, I'm an attorney. I can use the testimony from witnesses however I want, as long as I'm not lying about what they testified when I make my closing arguments, which is what he seemed to have a problem with. But it was never reported that he claimed that, well, I said this and this and this on the stand, but I didn't really mean it.
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to jump on the other side.
Well, that was what he said when it was first reported,
right,
that gave rise now to Elizabeth Holmes and her legal team saying, Judge, this guy is now singing a different tune, and we need a new trial from it as a result of it. And then now we've got the hearing coming up, or the hearing that they're on whether or not it should be a new trial, and what has he said that is now different.
You want to go into it? I can go into it, Denise.
Well, I think what he's saying is that he's trying to find forgiveness for her. He was very upset, and he felt that if he talked to her, that he would be able to forgive her. That's a very different story.
I agree. Right. Here's the thing.
He is a doctor, though, yes.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to say. This is my piece on this. Todd, you're going to understand this as a prosecutor, former prosecutor, and a public defender. The standard to find someone guilty of a crime is very, very high.
Yes.
And every single person testifying against you needs to have heavy scrutiny against them. This guy shows up, And he's now claiming, and I will quote what his attorneys are arguing, because they're arguing, you know, obviously they want a new trial. Elizabeth Holmes' lawyers say we need a new trial, and to say that this guy is unstable of other things and not truthful. And doggone it, in my opinion, doing weird things like this, that needs to be brought up to a jury. So a jury can decide, is this guy off his rocker and really
it
maybe
not. It goes to
not,
credibility,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's exactly right. It goes to his credibility. And that is very critical. Because don't forget, this is what he's now saying. I quote, the Theranos building had been torn down and a residential development complex was built in its place. The Walgreens is gone too, replaced by a rug store.
Walgreens? Wait a minute.
Yeah. And then so the doctor says, I wanted to move on to, and in quote, you know, so he feels that the conversation that Holmes was missing a piece and that he needs to go talk to her as therapy. He wanted to be able to forgive her for the pain and suffering her actions have caused his life. He wanted to be able to express his condolences to her child that may grow up without a mother. No, this guy's off his rocker. I'm sorry. Let me back up. I don't want to say that. He could be off his rocker, and that needs to be brought up to a jury. That this guy is doing these weird things, and this is weird, I don't care what you say, knocking on someone's door after they've been convicted and you testified against it, you walk up to their door in the middle of whenever, and that needs to be brought up to a jury and say, is this guy trustworthy? I think, possibly, he might not be able to testify in the next one if they give her a new trial. I think she needs a new trial. Now, that's an opinion, guys. I'm not saying he is off his rocker, but the actions that he did can be suspect, is what I'm saying. What do you guys think? Crazy?
Could be.
We'll be back. Let's talk about it when we come back. We'll be back.
All right, you're listening to Radio Law Talk right here. And listen, you had me until it was tearing down a Walgreens. That's it. Something must be done. We'll have more Radio Law Talk coming up for you right here live on your local radio station and always at RadioLawTalk.com.
Announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. That's 800-710-3739.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, my air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it. Jeff, a customer, wrote, my air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost. Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, my heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one. Lisa, a customer, wrote, my heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost. For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
You
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Investors with classic 60-40 portfolios are facing the worst returns this year for a century. B of A Global Research said, noting that bond markets continue to see huge outflows. Elon Musk is being investigated by federal authorities over his conduct in his $44 billion takeover deal for Twitter, the social media company said in a court filing. While the filing said he was under investigations, it did not say what the exact focus of the probes was and which federal authorities are conducting them. And French company Danone will shed control of its dairy food business in Russia in a deal that could lead to a write-off of up to $978 million. Joining a lengthening list of global companies making costly exits, Danone will be offloading a business representing about 90% of its operations in Russia. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
612.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Todd, I turned to you just before we left on the break about what you think about Dr. Rosendorf's showing up to Elizabeth Holmes unannounced, her house knocking on the door and visibly upset. I don't know, was he crying too? I think he was visibly upset after he testified against her and helping put her in prison.
Yeah, so I think the thing the court's going to have to weigh on this is first, on these motions for a new trial, usually the standard in listening to these motions is the court is supposed to give great weight to the verdict that was rendered. You know, so you've got to really overcome a higher burden in order to justify a new trial. Otherwise, every trial could be undone by some new witness that comes in and says this or says something different. And I think that this guy's testimony, this guy's actions are going to be perceived as buyer's remorse, because when you look at everything that he said, at no time has he said, I lied when I testified. What he's saying is, I feel bad about what happened. I feel bad that it's hurting your life. It kind of strikes me as one of these types that I just want everybody to like me and you know, help me to move on so I don't feel so bad about torpedoing your life with your kid. But by the way, I didn't lie. There's been nothing said that he lied when he took the stand. And I think the judge is going to look at that and say, yeah, there's not enough here for a new trial if he didn't lie. The defense had an opportunity to cross-examine. If they couldn't get this guy to break down or do whatever when they were at trial, if their investigation didn't show any of this mental instability, you know, they investigated this to high heaven, you had your chance to cross-examine him. You couldn't shake him. He testified to what he testified to. He never said that he lied when he was on the witness stand. And to a certain degree, I mean, if a new trial was granted, Fred, you had raised an issue or a question about whether or not this guy would testify if a new trial was granted. And I think that he would, because I think they would come in and have him testify the same way, because he didn't say he lied. And then if this... And do you feel really bad about your testimony and the impact and all this stuff? And if he says yes, then the next question from the prosecutor would be, and does all of that feeling bad change your testimony about what she did and what you testified to? No, it doesn't. I just feel really bad that I'm the one that had to say it. That may rehabilitate him.
And guess what? You know what I'm going to say as Theranos' attorney? I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen, jury, my closing argument, do you think that's a little weird? And that's what he and his lawyers are now saying. He didn't say that to her when he showed up at the door upset. He didn't say, I'm here to get you to forgive you and make myself feel better. He didn't say that. But once his lawyers got involved in it, that's now what he's saying he meant. All I got to say, all that he has to do is one thing, right? All defense has to do is show some doubt. You need to doubt.
You have to show doubt to the jury in a trial, but
right.
In a hearing to set aside a jury.
Oh, yeah,
verdict,
I got you.
They got to show a lot more. I don't think they've got it.
But what I'm saying is they got to tell the judge that's critical. That is critical for us to show this to a jury, to show what we've been saying all along, that he is not credible. That's their whole argument in this whole case. This isn't an ancillary witness. This is the number one witness for the prosecution, the number one person.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so critical what that person does. And throughout that trial, they were trying to disparage him, or not disparage, but, you know, what's the word? Come on. Not rehabilitate, discredit him.
Yeah.
And here's a huge bomb that's going to help discredit him.
So
I'd say to the judge, you better let this come in and let us redo it on this issue. I think the appeal's going to reverse it.
I think that a judge is going to look at it and say, no trial, no new trial for these reasons. You haven't shown me that anything that he testified to was false, and that if it would have changed his testimony, that would have changed the mind of the jury. And at this point, I would be very surprised if the judge overturned it. But I've been surprised before.
So, Cal, you want to do a little wager with me?
Yeah, it sounds like some straw grasping to me. Yeah, go ahead. I do, Denise. What's
all
our
right,
wager going to be?
Do you think that it's going to be a new trial or no new trial?
I do not.
No new trial.
You do not think?
I think
it's going to be
trial. Okay. Denise, what do you think?
No new trial.
I think you guys are right, no new trial. I think they win on appeal because, in my opinion, I think she needs to be able to bring this up, these odd things that this guy is doing, to affect his credibility because he is the key witness.
I will see you on that, and I will say no new trial. And I'll say she loses on appeal. That the court on appeal says, no, this isn't enough. Which is great, because now we're on opposite sides.
Guess what? Theranos' lawyers need to call me, and I'm like, come on, I'll help you out.
I say straw man. I mean, they're just going to use him as a straw man. That's not going to change anything. The points of fact aren't going to change. And if they did, that's a different story.
This is what I'm saying. I am a juror sitting there. If I saw this guy testify and saw what he did, as a juror, I'm saying, I have some doubt now.
Did they get it on a Ring camera? Do they have video of this guy? That would be
my
cool.
My understanding is, I'm sure they do. Because I'm not saying they do, but wouldn't you think Elizabeth Holmes has some sort of camera?
Yeah,
you know?
High-tech house.
Well, she did lose everything, so, you know. Maybe
I think she has a Ring.
Yeah.
Right?
Whatever
she has to have a Ring or something that took a picture.
Well, anyway, we can move on from that, and we can go on to Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's latest plane allegations. So the allegations were, okay, so what happens is there's a fight over the French chateau, okay? I don't know, it's Chateau Merval, you know, Merival. And so the Chateau Merval in France is a very famous chateau, and they own it together, and Angelina Jolie, just to make a long story short, sold it, her half, you know, after the divorce. The divorce is finalized, right? Or is it not finalized? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, they're divorced.
So she sold her part, and he's arguing you can't do that. It's, you know, you have to sell it to me or whatever. And then that's a very rough, you know.
That was part of their divorce.
Overview, yeah. And so she cross-complains and brings up the allegations again, because she brought it up before, and they, the FBI, and they said, no, we're not going to prosecute. We don't have supposedly enough evidence there why they didn't prosecute it, that he was abusive to the children on a flight from France back home. And so now he is saying, no, this is not the case. They're pursuing this claim, right? Isn't that right, Denise? And this is what you deal with.
I think that it wasn't a cross complaint. I think it was a defense she was trying to raise. She said that she finally turned over the negotiation for Brad Pitt to buy out her share in the chateau to her assigned negotiators, because she was suffering so much from the PTSD, the post-traumatic stress disorder that she suffered at the hands of Brad Pitt.
No, it's a brand new countersuit.
Really?
Yeah, brand new countersuit by Jolie. Yep.
So is she countersuing for damages?
He brought the lawsuit and she cross-complained. And so, but that's what they always do. They cross complain, you know, down.
Yeah.
And so that's what's going on with this. But here's what I want to bring up. So, what this Chateau Miraval, which is, I think, 800 acres or something like that, what it's famous for more than anything is not just its wine. It's very famous for its wine, but it's famous for its music. And the music it's famous for is, it has a studio. And in that studio, which they have recorded all types of music. And by the way, they've renovated it, and now as of 2022, they're going to start doing new music, and in that studio. And here is some of the music, just so you know, that they recorded during the time period from 1977 to the 2000s. Some of the music recorded at the Chateau Miraval that Brad Pitt owns and Angelina Jolie sold her part. Pink Floyd, The Wall was recorded there.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, and don't forget it had that famous SSL mixing console. There's only a few in the country. Yeah,
all handmade, very expensive. Yes. Yeah.
Also, they recorded AC/DC there, an album. Judas Priest, The Cranberries. I just want to go for this list.
Wow.
This is what they did. The Cranberries, The Cure, Muse, M-U-S-E, which they're a big European band. Wham. David Sullivan, Chris Rea, Sade, The Go-Betweens, Steve Winwood, Yes, UB40, Chris Braid, Shirley Bassey. People don't realize, go look up Shirley Bassey, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y.
Huge singer in Europe.
Yeah. Back in the day, and the most famous one for her?
Goldfinger.
Yep, Goldfinger. She sang, did all those. Yeah. She did all the James Bonds. But look up the one that she sang with Gordon Lightfoot. Famous about the kiss afterwards.
Huh.
Gordon Lightfoot, go to YouTube, and Shirley Bassey, when they sang, look at what happens. And the issue is, did they have a little thing going on? Well, she said, no, they didn't. But there's a whole list. But anyway, that's the big deal about the Chateau. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Andrea Bocelli, and that's a very interesting one.
More Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here. Stay tuned.
Want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And on your favorite radio station.
Denise, you wanted to comment on the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie thing? Really?
Yes, I wanted to say that, you know, in every lawsuit, there is a war. That means the ending of the lawsuit. And there is battles. And in the most recent battle, Angelina Jolie and her attorneys had subpoenaed all the records from Brad Pitt, his business manager, and his company, Mondo Bongo. And Brad Pitt did not want to give this information up. And the judge just ordered him to do so. So he has lost that battle, and Angelina Jolie has won that battle. Just an update.
All right.
Well, the blood thickens.
Let's see. I've got a very, very interesting one to talk about. Andrea Bocelli is suing an air charter company because the jet was too noisy. Now, Denise and I, when we're going to talk about this, Denise and I, during the break, we're talking about how, yeah. By the way, he came to Sacramento, California, and I went to his concert. It's really good, but can I be honest?
It's not your style of music.
No, it's just, after a while, it's kind of the same tough. It sounds bizarre.
Well, it's an operatic style.
Yeah. It's the style. It's like, it's kind of the same, you know?
Is he considered a tenor?
Yes.
And it's beautiful. Cal, did you go with us to that one?
I did not go to that one. I went to the one with the one that just went to Michael Bublé, who I thought was just very impressive. I thought he was great.
Michael Bublé is hilarious. He's funny.
Yeah.
He's good. I'm not saying he's bad. Don't get me wrong, but it's just... just to me, and everybody around me enjoyed it, and it just seemed like, okay, it's the same stuff, and I'm just an old guy.
And they're in Italian, you know, there's another problem right there.
So what he does is he is going to be more sensitive because he's blind and, you know, his hearing sensitive, and apparently he does not like to fly. It makes him nervous, but he hired a company and a firm that apparently that the rule is, well, let me quote. Quote, ideally, the jet ideally should not be older than 4 years old. And so he's flying around. And also, you want to hear something else also that's interesting? As part of the condition, the pilots cannot get on the speaker and say, we're going to have turbulence. Be prepared. They're not allowed to tell him that. So, in fact, the lawsuit says that the service agreed that some of the requirements was to use what's called a Falcon 2000 LX. By the way, I know a lot about planes. I love them. And that is a very nice plane.
How old could the plane be? Not more than four.
Well, that's what it says. It says, quote, it ideally should not be older than 4 years. Doesn't say it is.
Just as a trivial note here, my crack Google search.
Right.
The average age of a domestic U.S. commercial airplane is 11 years old. The average plane in the sky when you fly is 11 years old, and it's not uncommon to have planes in service that are 24, 25, and even 30 years old.
And the firefighting planes they use, are World War II bombers, many of those. I mean, so there are a lot of old planes in service is the point.
And people on private jet charter, the private jets, oh, that's dangerous. Listen to this.
But what is it that Bocelli was really upset?
Telling you. So here's what's going on. And by the way, as a person who flies, and I have flown private, but we won't get into that. It comes down to it is nicer to fly private. Number one, when you fly private, it's not just the comfort and people are there. You're flying, if you've got a nicer jet, at 45,000 feet. You are over the top of any turbulence. I mean, sometimes you'll get it, but it's rare, right? You are over the top. And so you're not going to run into this turbulence. So that's a night. That Falcon 2000 LX is very nice. But they would use that for the shorter flights in the United States, is what they said. And they would use and what they did is he went from Santa Ana, California, to Cleveland. Let me tell you. Tell me, guys. Santa Ana is known for what?
Winds.
The Santa Ana winds. And I, by the way, fly over Santa Ana all the time because I fly to L.A. And let me tell you, that plane pitches pretty good. In a private plane, you take a different route and you go over. And when I fly in, man, sometimes you go over those Santa Ana mountains. Woo, it's throwing that plane around a little bit. So he's flying from Santa Ana to Cleveland. Well, he's going to hit some turbulence coming out of Santa Ana. So what they did is they provided a Falcon 2000 instead of the Falcon 2000 LX. And there is the difference in what's new and what isn't new. And apparently, and that was a 1996 Falcon 2000, which, like you say, Todd, is that is a little bit older in the private sector, but. A new Falcon compared to an older one, there's a difference.
I just don't know how they survive. I mean,
so
the audacity of flying a 5-year-old plane.
So what he? Well, no, not five. That's 1996. That's pretty old. So 2016. That's 20 some odd year old plane. But still, you're right. It's they don't have the flight hours that a commercial jet will have. But he's suing for the $569,800 that he paid for 15 flights. And
how much? Well, what?
$569,800 he paid for 15 flights. The amount he paid, actually, that's cheap. The amount he paid for alternative flights, arrangements, and lawyer fees and damages. So anyway, this is going to go on, this lawsuit about not the best private jet services.
Wasn't one of his allegations that when they were coming into land in Cleveland, the flight attendant said to expect, wasn't the captain, it was the flight attendant said, hey, it may be bumpy ride on the landing, because you're going down to land, and it may be bumpy going down, and that caused him anxiety over the final 20 minutes of his flight.
So I sent the website to you guys. They have some pretty impressive clientele. They, since its foundation in 2003.
This is the jet company, right?
Yes.
The jet company.
Yes. They have had the Rolling Stones, Maroon 5, Beyonce, Guns N' Roses, and Fleetwood Mac, along with an other multiple professional and NCAA athletic teams.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's a pretty impressive resume, right?
No, it is. But it does depend what they're putting you in. And a 1996 plane, I could see a guy who's a little scared and doesn't want to. They're not going to be. Let me tell you, as the jets get newer, the sound, like what's called a Gulfstream G 650 is just the new, G650ER. The sound is just, it's very quiet. The plane is very quiet.
I would love to see the defense file a two-word response. Earplugs. Earplugs. Hey, you don't want to hear the announcement? Pop in some earplugs.
Yeah, no.
Noise-canceling headphones. There, we'll pop it three words. Noise-canceling headphones.
And the question is, as the jurors are, ready to go on not the Southwest bad, Southwest with all these people and stuff and complaints about the jet not as nice as it should be. I see it. I get it. If the agreement was it has to be less than 4 years or less, mm-hmm. and that's a 1996, I don't care what the situation is, but it's just going to be hard to have a jury.
Well, they didn't give him back his money. He paid $300,000, and they are more than that. But for this particular flight, they canceled the rest of his trip, and they didn't do it, and they didn't refund his money. That's a big mistake. I think that's what generated this.
Well, they're going to argue, no, we had the plane for you. That's your problem. And you know what? You should have called us and said, okay, look, you put me in a 1996. You put me in a newer plane. And I'm telling you what's going on, too. Also what's going on right now, there's two things going on in the private jet sector: shortage of pilots and a shortage of planes.
Right.
And I'll tell you, it's what was available.
And there's going to be a shortage of attorneys if we get to one of these other stories too, right?
All right, go ahead. Yeah.
No. Eventually, there'll be a shortage of attorneys.
What is it? You want to get to the
the one about the law schools?
Get into it. Go for it, Todd. It's all.
Well, it's just a. It's just we've got.
Well, let's talk about it, Nick.
We can do that next hour. Yeah.
We come back. We'll talk about next hour. We got a lot of things. We're going to talk about, a court case about pigs, wildfire lawsuits, and law schools and applications. Are they up or down? What do you guys think? Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
We're going to talk about Prince as well.
True, Prince.
And that's 855-529-7234.
Wait, Prince or the artist formerly known as?
Yes.
Didn't he go back to Prince?
Yeah, whatever. Is he alive? Did he pass away?
Oh, he passed away.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, we'll be back next hour.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. The show will continue at 6 minutes after the next hour. Live on your local station and always live on RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.